If you thought pickpockets on the subway were a menace, transit officials in Boston have a different target. This month, they've arrested a record number of subway sex offenders. It's part of a new aggressive crackdown on people who take advantage of the tight quarters on crowded trains. NPR's Tovia Smith has more about what's happening on Boston's T.
Anyone riding a jam-packed train like this one headed for Boston pretty much knows what they're in for. If it's rush hour, it's full-body contact.
Oh, this is brutal. It's
people are falling and bumping into each other. It's the perfect camouflage for guys who grope.
Just people touching my and stuff.
Laura Thomas says it sometimes takes a while to realize it's not an accident. Boston University student Diane Wiska knew immediately with one guy who did more than grope.
He just kept on kind of thrusting his pelvis and rubbing up and down, just skeevy.
So what'd you do?
Nothing. Just kind of part of the train ride.
T officials say women usually don't report an incident because they're embarrassed and they don't believe it'll do any good anyway. But now they've plastered subway cars with nearly 1,000 signs urging victims to speak out and warning predators that they're being watched, both by cameras and by an undercover sting operation the police call the Grope Patrol.
She's in a good position right now where a lot of the time the offenses do occur on the stairwell.
Sergeant Mike Adamson is one of several plainclothes backups keeping an eye on tonight's decoy. She's a pretty young blonde wearing a T-shirt hanging off one shoulder with a bright skirt and flip-flops.
Please move into the car. Move back, please. Move back, please.
She ends up wedged between the trolley door and a bald guy in a button-down shirt who keeps trying to talk to her.
And he's got his arm right behind her back.
Yeah.
She just winked at you. Is that a good wink or a bad wink?
It means keep an eye on me, wink.
Adamson and the others do as the guy drops his arm down lower behind the decoy's back.
That guy has no idea what he's doing.
No idea. No idea how many eyes are on him right now.
The team stays in position for another 4 or 5 stops watching the guy, but finally lose interest.
Gets to a point where, if he doesn't do anything, if he doesn't commit an offense, just move on.
Back on the platform, the decoy laughs at the guy's lame pickup lines about her tattoo and her toes. It's not nearly enough for the Grope Patrol.
And we're not looking to discourage guys from talking to women.
Right.
Hold on, they got something going on.
Spread your legs.
Turns out it's just a kid who's jumped onto the tracks, a minor distraction. But after more than a month undercover, the Grope Patrol is making a difference. As women see the T taking sex offenses more seriously, they're already reporting twice the number of incidents, from the relatively minor to the really lewd.
Some women have actually preserved their clothing for us, which we would need for evidence.
The Monica Lewinsky dress?
Something like that, yes.
Other women are sending in pictures of guys they snap on their cell phone. It all keeps our decoy in hot pursuit.
Walked by, he tried to stick out his butt, but the woman moved away.
Because there was no actual contact, this guy's allowed to walk. But it's one more face the Grope Patrol will watch for tomorrow.
So at the end of a night, when you don't end up nabbing anybody, is it disappointing? No one tried to grope me tonight?
That's okay with me. There's always tomorrow.
And so in Boston, gropers beware. You never know who you may be rubbing the wrong way. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.